Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Hi, we are Liars.
I'm Javin, I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel, I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
This is The Arts Show, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Yeah! What's up? Hey, it's me, Jake Gradowski, your host, as always, here on CJSF 91 FM. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University. Shout out to everybody commencing today in Burnaby, British Columbia. We're on that mountain of Burnaby. I call it more of a big hill when you got the coast mountains right there. Anywho, it's a cool hill. Nice little bump in the road here. Anyways, I hope you're having a great day on this beautiful fall day. This is primo fall right here. Primo. This is my time of year. Light jackets, a scarf. My favorite toque is no longer just a fashion icon. It's practical. Though if I walk too fast for too long, I overheat. So I have to take the toque off. But that's fall, baby. Anyways, you got a cool show ahead of us here. Don't forget that this show, this broadcast and this station, this whole shubaduba that is things, is taking place in the Coast Salish territories, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh, as well as the Coquitlam. So keep that in mind as we look into the fine, fair, fantastic so-called City of Vancouver's events for the week. And chew on this for now.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians.
That's us.
The music library. Acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations. Postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
We're all aware of the challenges our online spaces present, like online hate and the spread of misinformation. But how can the average person make our online world more positive? Studies have shown it takes just 10% of the people in a community to set its values. We're all digital citizens, and we all have a role to play. Join Media Smarts, Canada's Centre for Digital Media Literacy, on October 23rd for Digital Citizen Day to help make our online world a better place to be. Visit digitalcitizenday.ca to find out how you can make a difference.
The phrase digital citizen just reminds me of like all those like look and learn books about the internet from the late 1990s, early 2000s. You know the one with like the kid on a white, it's a white book. There's a kid in the backwards red baseball cap surfing what seems to be some sort of convex cone to somehow indicate the internet on a keyboard. So this dude was the original cat on a keyboard in space. Cat on a keyboard in space. Shout out to my white team and D crew. You know the one. Yes. Anyways. Digital. Yeah, you know. What's up, Connor? This song is Brazilian Flower by Jean-Jacques Perry, but colloquially known as Cat on a Keyboard in Space. Just look it up on YouTube. You'll know what I mean. It's nothing vulgar. It's literally what it says on the tin. Anywho, I'm screwing around too much. Let's get into the show here on The Art Show and get you edumacated. on the things happening in and around this fine, for fantastic city of SoCal Vancouver. So, starting us off tonight, though I don't know if this one's sold out, but because it's so nice, they did it twice, because it's Next Music from Tokyo 16. Steve Tanaka, if you're listening, called it. I knew you weren't done. I knew it. Everyone knew it. You ain't done doing Next Music from Tokyo. You said that last time and the time before that. So I'm glad you faltered on your word and you brought another one home. Next Music from Tokyo, the coolest thing since the California roll, I guess. So if you don't know what it is, Steve Tanaka pays a whole lot of this out of his own pocket to bring a bunch of cool bands from Japan over to our fine, fair, fantastic city of Vancouver, Quebec. As well with, Montreal and Toronto. This year's cavalcade of Japanese rock and shoegaze and post-punk is Hammerhead Shark, Fall Sheeps, Kute Camera Girl Veer, along with Sabanumisoni and Nico. Not the one from the Velvet Underground. That would be cool, though I don't think that's possible. Yeah. Yo, come in. Yeah. Yep. I thought you wanted to come in. Shout out Jesse Wenzelhoff. Okay. So that's happening tonight. Doors at 7. I'm going to be hauling ass from here to get back to Redgate for that one. Again, I don't know if tickets are sold out. Hit up the Instagram and see what's going on. Because I don't know right now. TBH. Next up, over at Green Auto, there's Leighton Kramer, along with Brandon Wolf Scott, doing their respective things over at Green Auto, 1882 Pandora Street, in the alley. Very cool. We'll check out some music from them in a little bit here. But yeah, Leighton Kramer, Brandon Wolf Scott, Green Auto. Get there at like 7:30 or 8. I guarantee you'll be on time for something at that. With that. Cool. Also, in the mix, we've got over at 438 Pender, some new little venue just popped up, so that's sick. Always good to see one's something bouncing back after one dies. Rest in peace, Black Lab. Magic Triangle, Soleil, and Magda Barker doing their respective things. I heard Magic Triangle, I think, had some music waste. I think they were really cool. So we're going to have to remind ourselves, and we'll check out some music from them in a little bit. So stay tuned for that. Yeah. Very cool. 438 Pender, is it east or west? That is the important question. Real quick, let me find that out for you. It is West Pender, my people. So, well, 438 West Pender for Magic Triangle, Soleil, and Magda Barker tonight, Thursday night. Be there. All right. I think there's been another wave of people using Facebook as a means to advertise their events again. Because there's a lot this week. Like, a lot. Like, this is like back to the old days where I just had tabs and tabs and tabs and tabs. So many tabs that this, like, the browser is just chugging along trying to keep everything in one piece. With that in mind, Boy Golden is doing the thing with Church of Better Days with a Z here in Vancouver. Boy Golden coming in from Winnipeg, full of winners because they stomped the Oilers. Shout out to the Jets. Let's go, baby. And talking about the Jets. Hockey's back, by the way, if you have been living under a rock. Canucks lost to Calgary, 6-5. Close call. I wasn't watching. I just keep an eye on the scores and the sad looking Canuck jersey wearing fans walking out of the bars at night. So shout out to the boys on the rink. Very cool. When's ice boxing gonna be a thing? Actually, that sounds like a terrible idea. Anywho. Yeah, Boy Golden. They have a song about craft dinner, so we're going to hear about that in a little bit. So check it out and go see for yourself tonight, Thursday night, 7 o'clock at the Pearl on the Granville Strip. Again, playing with the Church of Better Days. Oh, it is your Boy Golden. Nice. Okay, next up at the Rickshaw, also at 7 o'clock, Sunset Rubdown doing the thing. Their tour is always happy to explode. Cool. And Sister Ray, who I had the pleasure of meeting many years ago at Sled Island, opened up for whoever was curating that night. That was really cool. Funny story. I was talking with them about music, as you would. And I was also talking about my friends in Dumb. And I was like, oh, man, I'm only missing one of their cassettes. It looks like a crayon box. Man, that's so long ago, I'll probably never see one. Lo and behold, I go to the show at, like, the big hall downtown in Calgary for Sled Island. And Sister Ray just freaking has one right there. I'm like, this is unreal. I manifested this with my mind. It's like that time I found Vancouver Hardcore while talking to Jeff at Dandelion. I'm like, yeah, man, I've been talking. I'm looking for this record for years. And I'm just flipping through his compilation section. I'm like, oh, crap, here it is. Nice. Shout out Dandelion Records. They got a set on Saturday at the Lido. If you want to go see them, that's really cool. Shout out to the Lido. We'll get to them soon enough, I'm sure. Let's keep talking about what I got going on for today. A little later, 7:30, in New West. Abandoned Yesterday, Live and Learn, along with Nitroglycerin, doing the thing at Bully's, 67 6th Street in New West. Doors at 7, shows at 8, all ages, don't be a dick. 15 AM presale, 20 at the door. Check it out. Once again, Abandoned Yesterday, Live and Learn, and Nitroglycerin, all doing the thing at Bully's in New West. 7:30, tonight, Thursday night. 8 o'clock at the Cobalt, if you're looking for something a bit heavier, and black metal, and post-core. Okay, there's too many cores. Again, a lot of hyphenation in the genre definitions and portmanteaus of metal. So, very creative use of language in this genre definitions. Anywho. Necronado, one of the coolest band names I heard in a long time. Old school thrash coming through. I got, what is it? Morsh coming with a black crossover death metal punk rock. And Seconds Flat doing some hardcore. So fast stuff. Fast rock for fast people. How fast? Too fast. So fast. Gotta go fast. So over at the Cobalt, 8 p.m. $10 in advance, 15 at the door. Go check them out. Shout out to the Cobalt. Under new management, if you haven't heard. Cool people. Shout out Isku. Shout out Jesse. Shout out Dave. David of, you know, the Zoo Shop variety. And many other things, I'm sure. But, I mean, I knew him first at the Zoo Shop. Anywho. So, I'm really eager to play the song about mac and cheese. There's a really great song by Annihilator called Kraft Dinner. But this is a pretty good follow-up. This is KD and Lunch Meat. Yeah, 'cause Yo, that was a very lovely groove on that. I dug that. I would strut around town and montage my day to that. How about you? Anyways, here's a song called Blue Lipstick.
No, I don't wanna get rough.
Hey, welcome back. That was a fun little jam from Magic Triangle. They were as fun as I remember. Cool. They are playing at 438 West Pender Thursday night, tonight, for the people who are living in the present. For those living in Friday night, because we double dip. We are rebroadcasted Fridays at 8. Tough Toenails. They're playing with Soleil and Magda Barker. Very cool. Very nice. Check it out over at 438 West Pender. Also known as Second Floor Gastown, I guess? Sure. Also in that set, you heard... What was it? Blue Lipstick by Leighton Kramer from Canmore, Alberta. Very nice. Very sunny music. Yeah, I was getting Island vibe from that one because there's like Island Psych sound from like 6, 7, 8 years ago. Bang on right there. If that, I wouldn't be surprised. A lot of people have moved out to Alberta. They're more affordable. Don't blame them. But you're in Alberta, so yeah. Cool. Got some weird premieres and people in office over there as far as I'm concerned. But y'all do y'all. Anywho, shout out to only one sales tax in Alberta. Moving on. Yeah, that was Lane Kramer. You heard Blue Lipstick. They're playing at Green Auto tonight, Thursday night, with Brandon Wolf Scott, a man with three names. Very cool. Very cool. At the top of that set, you heard Katie and Lunch Meat by Boy Golden. Sorry. Yes, by Boy Golden from Church of the... Oh, is it just... Oh, it's a... Oh, okay. I thought it was two bands. It's one... It's a guy and the band. Okay. The Church of Better Days is the band that's backing up Boy Golden. Okay. I get it now. Very cool. Je comprends. That's like Yoko Ono and the Elastic Band. Or the Rubber Band. Or whatever it was. Very neat. We're all learning. Rad. They're playing at the Pearl tonight, 7 o'clock. I like that. That was a cool song. Very. Is it Yacht Rock? I don't know. Is Yacht Rock coming around? Has that wave come and gone? I don't know. But Peg by Steely Dan still slaps. So we at least have that forever. Moving on. Let's talk about Friday. Tomorrow, Friday night, at Bully's, again, fundraiser. Zen Junkie, Dead Authors, and Woman, not the legendary Albertan band, featuring the fine person behind Cindy Lee, who I swear to God, wait, no, they didn't win. I don't think they won the Polaris Prize. I have not been paying attention. Let's see. And shout out to Devourers, who keeps getting robbed with that stuff. He should have won every year. Shout out to Jeremy Dutcher for winning this year's Polaris Prize. I haven't heard that album. I'm sure it's great. I'll have to, I guess. But, I mean, they won the Polaris Prize. The only time I disagreed with the Polaris Prize was, like, what was it? When the Arcade Fire won? Because they already won a Grammy that year. And it's like, come on, guys. You don't need to double dip. You need to consideration here. I mean, I was also a little bit kind of with Feist's Metals. But it grew on me. It grew on me. I like metals now. I call it her Joni Mitchell phase. Slow and careful rather than poppy and whimsy like her previous two albums, which I loved. Thank you, by the way. My Moon, My Man, absolute banger. Mushaboom. Hell yeah. Inside Out. Inside and Outside. Covering the freaking Bee Gees. Banger. Absolute teen banger. One of my top three crushes, musical crushes, when I was growing up. Leslie Feist, Amy Mallant, Emily Haynes. If any three of you are listening, give me a shout. I'm on Instagram. Moose Master, hit me up. love y'all madly. Keep playing music. Emily Haynes, I want more Soft Skeleton, please. I have gone so far off the track. Let's get back to what I was talking about. Women. Feature is not the band that features Cindy Lee. They are playing with Dead Authors and Zen Junkie over at Bully's Friday night,
9 p.m. It's a fundraiser. It's $20 or pay as you can. Donation. Very cool. Check it out. I mean, I've tried shouting out celebrities. Give me a call. Let's see. Who can I call? David Duchovny. Don't call me. Actually, you know what? What are frogs? That joke has come back lately, and I really appreciate that. What are frogs? What are frogs? Yeah, you know. let's see. What other cool celebrity could I holler at? I mean, Nardwar, you just have to go look for him. Shout out Nardwar. You're a legend and an inspiration to us all. Let's see. Who would be cool to shout out? Michael Bublé, I know you live in Burnaby. Or you might be listening. If you are, send me a text. 778-782-2573. That's the hotline to the station here. If you're a celebrity, please text in or follow me on Instagram so I can get some legitimacy behind what I do. Did you know I'm 1 month away from 15 years of broadcasting? It blows my mind. Anyways, tomorrow at the Portside Pub, Friday night, you have Midnight and the Drifters. Dan.